在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
I'm never skipping the boring parts of a book again, Klaus said, and walked cautiously toward the building. You're not going inside, Violet said incredulously, a word which here means, in a tone of voice, to indicate Klaus was being foolish. What else can we do? Klaus said quietly. He began to feel along the side of the building to find the door.And at this point of the story of the Baudelaire orphans, I would like to interrupt for a moment and answer a question I'm sure you are asking yourself. It is an important question, one which many, many people have asked many, many times in many, many places all over the world. The Baudelaire orphans have asked it, of course. Mr. Poe has asked it. I have asked it. My beloved Beatrice, before her untimely death, asked it, although she asked it too late. The question is...Where is Count Olaf? If you have been following the story of these three orphans since the very beginning, then you know that Count Olaf is always lurking around these poor children, plotting and scheming to get his hands on the Baudelaire fortune. Within days of the orphans' arrival at a new place, Count Olaf and his nefarious assistants, the word nefarious here means Baudelaire-hating, are usually on the scene, sneaking around and committing dastardly deeds.And yet, so far, he has been nowhere to be found. So, as the three youngsters reluctantly head toward Dr. Orwell's office, I know you must be asking yourself where in the world this despicable villain can be. The answer is, very nearby. Violet and Sunny walked to the eye-shaped building and helped their brother up the steps to the door. But before they could open it, the pupil swung open to reveal a person in a long white coat with a name tag reading, Dr. Orwell.Dr. Orwell was a tall woman with blonde hair pulled back from her head and fashioned into a tight, tight bun. She had big black boots on her feet and was holding a long black cane with a shiny red jewel on the top.
"Why, hello, Klaus," Dr. Orwell said,
nodding formally at the Baudelaires.
"I didn't expect to see you back so soon. Don't tell me you broke your glasses again."
"Unfortunately, yes," Klaus said.
"That's too bad," Dr. Orwell said. "But you're in luck. We have very few appointments today, so come on in and I'll do all the necessary tests."
The Baudelaire orphans looked at one another nervously. This wasn't what they had expected at all. They expected Dr. Orwell to be a much more sinister figure. Count Olaf in disguise, for instance, or one of his terrifying associates. They expected that they would be snatched inside the eye-shaped building to never return.Instead, Dr. Orwell was a professional-looking woman who was politely inviting them inside.